So that question again, Remain unionists, who should they vote for? Should they, for example, vote for the Alliance Party? The leader is on the line, Naomi Long. What would your pitch be to gather those votes?
Good morning, Finny. Well, I think first and foremost, our pitch is going to be that, as usual, Alliance will be standing on our own 2 feet in this election. We will be putting forward a constructive vision for how we want the future in Northern Ireland to be. And that's the one that we will be taking to Westminster if we're elected, and that's what we want to focus on. I don't think, are going to have a re-debate, if you like, of the Brexit referendum campaign. But there is a lot of decision-making to be taken in the time between now and a final decision being reached.
Are you going to stand yourself, Naomi?
I think we need to make sure we have a clear voice in that. I've already indicated, Vinnie, that I am willing to stand, but it's a matter for the party who they select to run in any election.
But you're the party leader.
I realise that. I'm well aware of my position. But nevertheless, in a Democratic Party, I don't make all of the decisions. And thankfully, who runs as a candidate in an election is not one of the decisions over which I have any control. Like every other member, I'm subjected to the normal processes. I have to stand and challenge for my seat just like everyone else. I think that's a healthy situation to be in. So it's now over to the party, but I've indicated certainly that I'm willing to run.
So you want to run? It would be embarrassing then if they said no.
Well, no, I said I'm willing to run because yes. I said I'm happy to do that. It's a matter for the party, for them to take a decision that they believe is in the best interest of the party. So I won't be embarrassed or anything of the sort if they decide that it's not. But we'll see what happens. It's early days. I mean, the election isn't even called 24 hours yet.
Yes.
So we can take our time to make those decisions.
Let's make the assumption that you do run. Are you hopeful that you would regain that seat?
Well, I think certainly there is a possibility that Alliance could retake.
Of course there's a possibility, but do you think it'll happen?
Well, if you allowed me to finish my
sentence. Sorry, go ahead, Naomi.
There is a possibility we could retake the seat because we were within 2,000 votes of holding the seat the last time, and that was with a five-party unionist pact. So I think that in that context, there is a really good opportunity for us to retake the seat. The party has grown substantially from then. Our electoral fortunes have increased. So all of that bodes well in terms of putting in a real challenge. And I think the fact that the current incumbent, that his party is already having discussions about potential pacts involving this seat, when normally incumbency is your best protection, I think says a lot about the fact that they recognise there's a genuine challenge from Alliance. But it's not just about East Belfast, because in places like South Belfast as well, it is a four-way split constituency. There is an opportunity for Alliance to take a seat in South Belfast as well. So we will be looking very carefully at each constituency, identifying where there are opportunities for Alliance and making sure that we get the strongest possible voice elected to Westminster on the 8th of June.
Let's make the assumption that you do stand and you were to win back that seat. Just out of my general interest, would you be double jobbing then? Would you hand over some of your other responsibilities?
Well, there would be no double jobbing. I mean, that's clear. First of all, legislatively, that has changed, and I supported that change. But also, when I was elected to Westminster before, I immediately stood down from the Assembly. That's how it works. In my book, that's the way it should be. And so, no, I wouldn't be double jobbing. However, we're not at that stage yet. First of all, I haven't been selected. Secondly, I haven't won. So we'll cross those bridges when we come to them. But no, I wouldn't be double jobbing. And that was a commitment I made back in 2010 when I ran. And it's not one that I would renege on.
You would remain as leader, though. It's not something you would be able to. You could divide your time between the two.
Well, I was deputy leader when I was an MP, so there's no difficulty in terms of being part of the leadership of the party, in terms of giving direction to the party, particularly not when you have a very strong and very united Assembly team, which I'm very fortunate to have. So from that perspective, I don't think that would be a challenge at all.
What about the suggestion from Mark Durkin, the potential for an anti-Brexit pact? Is that something that would appeal to you?
No.
Why not?
Because Alliance will not be doing pacts with any party in any elections. It's just not how we operate. And when it comes to Westminster, I believe that the best way to encourage voter turnout, to encourage thoughtful voting, is to give people the best opportunity and the widest possible spectrum of choice in an election. I believe that this is the one opportunity that the electorate get to make a decision for themselves. Not being decided by politicians, it's about the public making choices. So I believe that we should give them the maximum opportunity to make those choices, and we won't be restricting their choice by stepping aside, standing aside, or by forming pacts with other parties. Our voters will make their own decisions in each constituency about how they're going to vote, but we'll be asking very clearly, as we have in every election, for them to vote Alliance and get Alliance, because that's what we're about.
Where do you think, Naomi, this leaves us here in Northern Ireland in terms of our own talks? Because people will be getting, they are getting frustrated. They see this as something that's just, it's dragging on, and this is just going to add to that time frame.
Yeah, and I share their frustration and I share their disappointment that this, again, I think is a distraction from the business that needs to be done at Stormont, because ultimately if we want to have a strong voice, not just on Brexit, but on a whole host of other challenges that Northern Ireland faces in terms of reform of services, in terms of the economic and social challenges that we have, we need a functioning devolved assembly. And this is in many ways, I think, going to make it more difficult to get to that point, because to be able to have an assembly that works, we are going to have to see compromise, particularly from the two main parties, but not only from them. We're going to have to see people willing to move their positions, and it's very unlikely that parties will expose themselves to any criticism or ridicule for having compromised in the run-up to an election. They tend to be polarising, and I think that makes the prospect of any quick solution to the challenges in Northern Ireland much more remote. I think it's a shame that that's what's happened, but we are where we are, and we're just going to have to deal with that reality. We'll be going into the talks as constructively as we were in them before. We want to see a deal done. I think that's the more important issue for Northern Ireland, is that we get devolution restored as quickly as possible. But whether or not other parties are able to do that whilst fighting an election campaign, which increasingly is starting to sound like it's going to be incredibly polarised, I think is open to question.
OK, Naomi Long, Alliance Party Leader, thank you very much.